Under Ocala Republican Senator Dennis Baxley's original bill, places of worship with a school attached would have the right to allow concealed carry permit holders to have guns on the premises. It also applies to religious institutions that meet in a school. That's not the case today because guns are not allowed near or on the grounds of any Florida school. Now, under a new change, guns will not be allowed on the church property during normal school hours.
And the attempt is to try to clarify that and still have these congregations be able to form safety conditions so that they can stop an episode turning into a massacre. And so what we have done here is clarify when we're having church, we're good. When it's school day, then those conditions prevail.
But Florida League of Women Voters Stephanie Owens doesn't think the new change goes far enough. She says the bill still does not clearly prevent guns on the church premises that also have schools.
Additionally, the league believes that our places of worship should be gun-free, that people should be able to worship without guns in their presence. We also believe that individuals with concealed weapons don't possess the same training as law enforcement and therefore will not be effective in thwarting an active shooter in that regard.
Still, at least one gun control advocacy group is on board with the change.
My name is Kate Kyle. I'm a volunteer with Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. And we would like to thank Senator Baxley and the members of this committee for working to ensure that this bill does not effectively allow guns in our children's schools when children are present or on college campuses at any time. So we support this amendment and we ask the lawmakers to vote in favor of it.
And Baxley's measure passed the Senate Judiciary Committee 6-4 with Democrats opposed. That's because this time the two South Florida Republicans who helped tank the bill in the past voted in favor of the Senate measure Thursday. But Hialeah Republican Senator Rene Garcia wanted some assurances from Baxley.
And I trust you're saying won't be initiated by you. My question is, if the House sends something back that does not meet the spirit of this committee's work, would you kill your own bill at that point, or would you go with the House's version?
So did Miami Republican Senator Anna Terry Flores, who vowed to later vote down the bill if it's changed back to the House version or in any other way.
I would say agreeing to changes to what is in this bill now, I think would violate a certain level of trust that we have amongst each other as colleagues, as senators, and I know that's nothing that you would never do. And what we're hoping, and I know the rules chair is here as well, is that as we move forward, that it's important for us to deal with this specific issue and that other issues don't cloud that. Because if we can't get that commitment, then there might be a different vote.
Baxley says it's his hope to keep the bill as is. It's unclear if that change will show up in the House version of the bill, which passed its first committee Wednesday. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.